We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, spontaneous viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Ashravan and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, Asiasat 5 and Asiasat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 77 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Ankh-Virang, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouer, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on CIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blondelsat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Itablesemong Eserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 19 on TV Costa Verde.
In Bogotá, Colombia, in Bella Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bella Vista. In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASU Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company, and Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In localidad Fontibón, in localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Lonidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia, and in Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia.
And in Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión.
in Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión, and in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano, in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris, in Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holytel,
in Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable, in Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión, in Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión, in Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable, in Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company, in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SAA, in Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV, in Minga Guazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazú, in Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias, and in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiai County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Duliu City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yuanchang Township on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong An Cable TV.
In Mongolia in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision. Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company. Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotol, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company. And in Sanshan City and Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recamp Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows currently. Up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, researchers in France find that vegetables and fruit consumption is linked to a reduction in dementia. In environmental news, an Australian state sets a goal of recycling 3/4 of its waste in the next 5 years. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 17th, Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the Jewish year, begins at sunset. Also known as the Day of Atonement, it is a time of fasting, repentance, and praying to God for forgiveness. Special all-day services are held at synagogues, and people customarily wear white as a symbol of purity. May our Jewish brethren have a blessed Yom Kippur and an elevating year. Please tune in today for a special program commemorating this occasion.
Flying News,
Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Colombia. Since the end of May, pummeling rains brought a series of floods with landslides to southern Colombia, causing the loss of at least 18 lives and damage to 15,000 homes.
Por las inundaciones que nosotros perdimos todos los que teníamos, todo lo gran que nosotros teníamos.
Conveying her sympathies and sorrowful prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai initially donated $10,000, asking our nearby association members to please go to help the worst affected regions. Our association's relief team from Colombia and Costa Rica first assisted 1,050 families in the hard-hit Caquetá department, which had been isolated from the aid of charity groups or other agencies due to conflict in the region.
The relief team was able to bring basic food supplies and comfort to the families. Upon seeing the hardships faced by so many people, Supreme Master Qinghai donated an additional $10,000, with the total $20,000 able to acquire $100,000 in emergency items if purchased in the United States, based on Colombia's cost of living.
Having also reimbursed the relief team's travel expenses for both trips, totaling over $2,000, Supreme Master Qinghai requested that they please go to see if there were any more urgent family needs. As she stated, "Indeed, their suffering is so vast, my heart aches for them."
Returning to the Caquetá region, our association's relief team found that families were still enduring hunger there.
Estamos en Florencia, Caquetá, donde el grupo de ayuda para desastres de la Asociación Internacional Maestra Suprema Qinghai se encuentra brindando ayuda a las familias que aún siguen siendo afectadas por las dos inundaciones que sufrieron en los últimos dos meses en el departamento del Caquetá. En este momento se encuentran entregando ayuda como son alimentación para las familias.
Our association's relief team distributed food packages containing rice, beans, oil, wheat flour, cornmeal, and sugarcane to 675 hungry families in two Caquetá municipalities. They visited again with a family who had lost one child to a landslide, with three other children who survived hours of being trapped among heavy stones. As they had no permanent home, employment or aid, they were happy to see the relief team again.
Por la galleta y por la comida, le damos muchas gracias.
Gracias, maestra, por la galleta y por la comida.
Yo le quiero dar gracias a la maestra porque con esta ya segunda vez que ella nos ha ayudado. Y pues damos gracias porque en este momento no estamos sin empleo y esto es de mucha ayuda.
Este es Supreme Master Television reportando desde Florencia, Caquetá, Colombia.
We join in thanking Supreme Master Qinghai for her caring support to the flood afflicted in Colombia, with appreciation as well to our association's relief team for their dedicated help. Our prayers for the comfort and recovery of the people to their productive daily lives, and that such tragedies may be lessened through our greater efforts to protect one another and the planet.
Continuous rains cause road collapse in Thailand. Relentless precipitation in north and northeastern regions of the country submerged large areas in Chiang Rai's Mang district and set off a mudslide in a mountainous area of the province on Monday, September 13th, that washed away a main road. Meanwhile, flash floods have swept through six villages, stranding remote areas as a major highway was inundated. With floodwaters over 1 meter in places, troops were deployed with barges and trucks to provide people with transportation, and officials worked ceaselessly in an effort to drain water from vital rice paddies that had just begun to bear grain. In northeastern Mahasarakham province, extensive flooding was reported throughout the province's 13 districts as several reservoirs swelled to critical levels, while the Thai Meteorological Department on Wednesday warned 19 other provinces of heavy rain rainfall and flash floods as one district in central Thailand was declared a disaster area with 7,700 households affected.
Conveying her love and prayers for the Thai people, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our nearby association members please check with the governments to find out if help is needed and to go, if possible, to offer assistance to the most vulnerable flood victims. She added that funds are available as necessary.
We appreciate the dedicated efforts of the officials and personnel in Thailand, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her wholehearted concern, wishing the residents a smooth resuming of their regular day-to-day lives and that such weather extremities subside as the Earth's equilibrium is restored through humanity's gentler ways.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Russia and Norway sign a sea border accord. On Wednesday, September 15th, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev and Norwegian Prime Minister Jens Stoltenberg signed an agreement that peacefully concluded a dispute that had stretched back 40 years regarding a shared border region in the Barents Sea. President Medvedev said that the new agreement, which equally divides the area in question, could provide a constructive model for other Arctic nations facing similar maritime border situations.
The most important thing is that we have resolved an issue that remained open for decades. Now we can build our relationship in a more constructive manner. Now we can work on all sorts of issues, including economic projects.
Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellencies, on your amicable work together that has resulted in this historic agreement, wishing your countries many more such cooperative endeavors for the abundant peace and prosperity of the Russian and Norwegian people.
Palestinian and Israeli leaders conclude first direct talks in Middle East. Following their meeting in Egypt on Tuesday, September 14th, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu continued their direct peace negotiations on Wednesday, this time in the Israeli Prime Minister's residence. Also present for their meetings were U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Special Envoy to the Middle East George Mitchell. Special Envoy Mitchell later affirmed progress in the talks. As Secretary Clinton remarked, they have begun to grapple with the core issues that can only be resolved through face-to-face negotiations. Israeli news site Ynet also reported on a message from President Abbas that he wrote in the Prime Minister's guestbook after meeting for the second day, saying that he hopes they can achieve eternal peace for the region. President Abbas and Prime Minister Netanyahu, we respectfully laud your meetings together and advancements toward a mutual vision of peaceful coexistence. Our appreciation also for the supportive assistance offered by the U.S. and other countries. May you arrive swiftly at a permanent resolution resulting in harmony for all in the Middle East.
A cigarette's pack's true cost is $18. According to a new study conducted by the American Lung Association, the average $5.50 retail price of a package of 20 cigarettes goes up to $18 each when larger economic costs of smoking are factored in. Throughout the United States, expenses from the addictive habit total more than $301 billion annually, which includes workplace productivity losses of $67.5 billion, costs of premature death at $117 billion, and direct medical expenditures of $116 billion. The association thus urges government leaders to implement programs that help citizens quit, thus saving lives and money to benefit all. Many thanks American Lung Association and all those involved for helping to more clearly define the real costs of this harmful substance. May our societies soon deliver the quickest path to help all citizens become smoke-free, restoring both financial freedom and health to themselves and caring loved ones.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses, $96 billion in the United States alone. Depression, light and mild cigarettes, just as harmful, causes cancer and diseases in animal companions, speeds the aging process, toxic residues of third-hand smoke, heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, and kidney failure, cancer, mouth, liver, breast and colorectal cancer, lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidney cancer, bladder cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, childhood arteriosclerosis leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more. For help quitting, please visit For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Italian radio station gives voice to animals. Just launched in Italy, Cruelty-Free Web Radio, or CFWR, broadcasts events and information about veganism, animal rights, and the environment. Run by volunteers, CFWR's slogan states, "We only want to do our share to make the world better." Available from the website cruelty-freewebradio.org, the channel is quickly becoming popular as a rich Italian-language resource for information about shelter and rescue pet adoptions, vegan cooking and nutrition, as well as cultural and environmental events. Bravo, Cruelty-Free Radio, and all volunteer personnel on this wonderful new media channel. Wishing you abundant success in sharing information that supports more and more listeners toward compassionate and eco-friendly lifestyles.
Save Our Planet, Survivors Unite in Shark Preservation Group. On Monday, September 13th, nine people from five different countries came together at the United Nations Environment Programme New York office in the USA to speak on behalf of a campaign organized by the Pew Environment Group. The campaign is seeking greater protection of sharks, whose numbers are diminishing sharply as some 73 million are killed each year for a dish known as shark fin soup. According to international researchers who have observed the practice, the sharks are often subjected to a cruel process known as finning, in which their fins are removed while they are still alive. The sharks are then discarded, finless, into the sea, where they sink and are left to die on the ocean floor. Some shark populations have decreased by 80%, with nearly a third of all species now classified as endangered or near threatened with extinction.
The nine people who have arrived to support the Pew Environment Group's campaign, which includes a call to ban finning, are further distinguished by a common experience, namely that all have endured serious injury or even loss of a limb from their own encounters with sharks. Australian Navy diver Paul De Gelder, for instance, whose right hand and lower right leg were lost to a shark during a dive last year, said that he wanted to help give a voice to an animal that can't speak for itself. He stated, "We're decimating the population of sharks just for a bowl of soup." Mr. De Gelder went on to say, "Regardless of what an animal does according to its base instincts of survival, it has its place in our world. We have an obligation to protect and maintain the natural balance of our delicate ecosystems." Fellow survivor, American Debbie Salamone, stated, "Sharks deserve protection, and I am proud to join with fellow survivors to carry that message. If we see the value in saving these animals after what we have endured, then everyone should."
We are touched by the depth of your care and commitment, survivor advocates, as we also send our appreciation to the Pew Environment Group for their dedicated endeavors to save our precious marine co-inhabitants. Let us quickly halt such needless and devastating practices of fishing and adopt the life-affirming vegan diet for the sake of all beings and the planet.
During a March 2009 video conference in Mexico, Supreme Master Ching Hai reminded of our interconnectedness with all forms of life while highlighting the best way to care for the planet's fragile ecosystems.
Our actions as well, such as overfishing and chemical runoff from farms and factories. These all cause harm because they do not consider the impact of our actions on other beings. Every being on earth and in the sea has value, no matter how small they might look, and something unique to do on this planet. It is our ignoring this balance and the preciousness of all life that has contributed to our global danger right now. The way to solve this problem is through greater consideration for all lives. If everyone is vegan, having an animal-free diet, then there is a different outlook, different conception for development of all kinds. In our case, it will proceed with compassion and care, which is what we need to restore the wonders of our marine life.
Save Our Planet. India's Planning Commission has allocated more than $300 million to be distributed to states as incentives for development of green technologies that help improve air and water quality, forest cover, and climate change mitigation.
Save Our Planet. Multiple environmental organizations highlight the necessity of plants for human survival, emphasizing at the same time their limited versatility in adapting to climate change, with some 33% of both flowering and medicinal plant species currently endangered or threatened with extinction.
Warning news. The American Heart Association states that along with being of no benefit in helping smokers quit, smokeless tobacco products such as snuff and chewing tobacco also increase the risk of heart attack, fatal stroke and certain cancers, and thus should not in any way be considered an alternative for cigarettes.
It's Mariko the Markor here. I eat the vegan way, foods without any animal products. Now, a frugal tip of the day. If possible, use public transportation, bicycling or walking, instead of a car. Without owning a vehicle, you save on gasoline, car insurance, annual vehicle registration, repairs and maintenance. Plus, there is the option of renting a car for special occasions. Thank you for your attention. And thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now it's time for the worldwide weather.
The Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association news from Japan. A vegan advocacy group holds its first meat-free march in Osaka. Against Meat Japan held a walk down the popular Midosuchi Street. Our association members joined, carrying SOS banners and distributing flyers informing of the low-emissions vegan diet. Approximately 100 individuals from Osaka and Tokyo took part in the event. Mr. Kenichi Fukushima, founder of Against Meat Japan, appealed to the public to adopt the compassionate lifestyle.
虐待される動物たちや命を救おうとする人がいっぱいいます。その人たちが、僕もそうでしたけど、ヴィーガンになっていくんです。そして地球や環境を守るためにもつながって、子どもたちの健康を守ることにもつながるということに気づくんです。だからもっともっとたくさんの人にベジタリアン、ヴィーガンがどれほど素晴らしいものかを知ってもらいたいと思って企画しました。
Be Veg Go Green to save the planet!
Be Veg Go Green to save the planet!
Be Veg Go Green to save the planet!
A heartfelt appreciation, Mr. Kenichi Fukushima, Against Meat Japan and those participating in this gathering for your dedication in sharing this vital information. With everyone joining together, we can create a serene and sustainable world in which all beings are loved and valued.
In health news, vegetable and fruit consumption is linked to reduction in dementia. Dr. Karen Ritchie, a neuropsychologist at the French National Institute of Medical Research, and colleagues discovered increasing mentally stimulating activities could lead to lowering new dementia cases by 18%. In addition, eating more fruits and vegetables and eliminating depression and diabetes would also help to decrease new incidences by 21%. The results were based on monitoring the cognitive abilities of more than 1,400 people aged over 65 for more than 7 years. The study has been published in the British Medical Journal. Our thankfulness, Dr. Karen Ritchie and team, for showing another good reason to adopt the vegan lifestyle as well as other positive habits. May healthy ways of life lead to a vibrant state of body and mind. Up next on Noteworthy News, Canberra, Australia has an ambitious recycling plan. We'll take a few moments in silent prayer for peace. We'll be right back. Stay tuned for more friendly news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, distinguished news for an illustrious world. In environmental news, an Australian state sets a goal of recycling 3/4 of its waste in the next 5 years. Canberra has outlined a plan for 75% of household, commercial and industrial waste and 90% of building refuse to be recycled by 2015. More focus will be placed on sustainability, including promoting green business practices and workplace recycling. Kudos Canberra for this earth-loving initiative. May ecologically friendly actions such as these, combined with a life-saving plant-based diet, help our planet soon regain her calmness and equilibrium.
Now let's listen to a joke told by Supreme Master Qinghai entitled Repair Jobs.
A mechanic was repairing a car to remove the cylinder from the engine of a Jaguar, and then he saw a heart surgeon come into his garage waiting for somebody to look at his car. So he was kind of agitated. He said, "Hey doctor, can I ask you something?" Doctor said, "Okay." He walked over and said, "What is it?" The mechanic showed him what he's doing and said, "Look, I open his heart, I take the valves out, fix them, put them back in, and it's worked just like new after I finished. So how come I get a small salary and you get a lot of money when you and I are doing basically the same stuff?" The surgeon think about it for a while, smile, and then say to him, "But you try to do it while the engine is running."
And now for our viewers hotline.
I like the Afghan kids sing and play on enlightening entertainment very much. The songs are so beautiful and the rhythm is so happy. I feel I'm also like a child. Thank you so much for the good program. Wei from Seoul, South Korea.
Young at heart, Wei. Many thanks for your cheerful note. The Afghan children are so charming and lively, bringing joy to all that see them. Heaven's abundant love to you and your kind fellow citizens of South Korea.
Do you have a hotline today? We would be delighted to hear your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May you be forever embraced in God's infinite love. So long, until next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
For the first time in history, the 15-member Hague-based International Court of Justice is being joined by two female judges, Chinese Xi Hanqing and American Joan E. Donoghue, who will serve the court in ruling on matters concerning UN member states.
South Korea announces plans to increase the number of citizens permitted overnight stays for extended work requests in a joint industrial park at the southern border of North Korea.
Conveying his concern for unrest in Jammu and Kashmir state, Prime Minister Manmohan Singh of India pledges to address issues and improve the lives of those who seek peace and resolution within the framework of the Indian Constitution.
New research published in the journal NeuroImage shows that in contrast to human-created surroundings, nature-based, peaceful environmental scenes have a positive effect on the brain, helping different areas to connect and work together more smoothly.
The Algerian government offers to waive all arrests and legal proceedings for former members of parties such as the Salafist group for preaching and combat, who are now pledging peaceful reintegration into society and encouraging others to do the same.
Former Chilean President Michelle Bachelet has been named as chief of the newly created United Nations Women, or UN Women, an agency that seeks to advance and promote girls' and women's interests around the world.
In recognition of his exemplary peace work, former British Prime Minister Tony Blair is awarded the Liberty Medal by former US President Bill Clinton's National Constitution Center with a $100,000 prize that Mr. Blair said is being donated to charity.
In a meeting between European Union representatives and Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych, discussions focused on a free trade agreement, with the organization pledging support in assisting Ukraine toward modernization goals that improve the lives of all citizens.
Iran's parliament speaker, Ali Larijani, calls for global governments to draft a charter via the International Organization of Parliaments that would prohibit desecration of holy scriptures and would uphold other standards of respect for the values of different faiths.
President Goodluck Jonathan of Nigeria sends a bill to the country's parliament to create a $1 billion national sovereign wealth fund for infrastructure development, economic stabilization, and savings for future generations.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.